do this past weekend?
Friday, I just slept all day. And Saturday, I tried to finish up some homework, and I watched about 7 hours of football straight without moving. So I really enjoyed this past weekend.
This bye weekend coming at a good time for the team?
I think it was perfect. You know, we have finished up the month pretty strong, and we played our first four games, so it came in perfect timing.
How different is it for you? Like, you said that you were watching football, but how different is it for, like, just watching it on TV at your apartment or your house as opposed to, you know, coming down here and actually, like, watching the film?
You know, I woke up and I was still peering, and I was like, oh, where am I? What am I doing? I got to get to the hotel. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's a really different. You know, I'm watching these guys go through their game plans and their preparations and pre-warm-ups, and I'm just thinking there, you know, I'm sitting here calm, relaxed, and these guys are really excited, and it's pretty nice.
Penn State, were you watching any of that game in particular, or were you just trying to maybe avoid that and just say that?
Yeah, I wasn't able to get that channel. I think it was ESPNU. MediaCom, you got to pay extra for those guys, so unfortunately I couldn't watch it.
Maybe it was something with the team. Coach said he couldn't get it for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that channel.
Sean, it seems like the last five quarters, maybe going back to when Pitt went up, I think 27-10, you guys played much better defensively. Is that how you see it as you head into this week?
Hopefully we can keep playing that way, like our shoulders are pressed against the wall. You know, we have to keep playing forward. Keep playing aggressive and just go out and attack those guys every single play, every chance we get.
What about the challenge of covering Moy, 6'5", very athletic?
You know, he's tall, he can run, but you know, like I said, you know, I think every wide receiver in this conference, they're all pretty big. Yeah, they all can run. And I think, you know, with me going against Marvin every single day in practice, I'm pretty confident to play against anyone.
What's the challenge, I guess, between defending McGloin and defending Bolden? Because it almost seems like even Penn State doesn't know who they're going to play in this year.
You know, I've never played against the backup.
Yeah.
But Bolden, you know, he's a very smart player. Once he gets comfortable, I think he'll start to turn it up and trust his arm. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll get a couple passes coming up this week. Yeah.
How do you try to keep him from getting comfortable?
You know, it's if he has time to throw, I'm pretty sure he'll feel comfortable. So, to make him uncomfortable, we'll hopefully our D lineman we can get some hits on him or rough him up a little bit and force some throws.
Do you notice any like dead giveaways in their play calling, like when they do switch it up between the two quarterbacks? Like, do you notice them maybe going to Moy more when one quarterback's in as opposed to another, or maybe running the ball more?
I haven't really picked that up yet. You know, they're a pretty pro style offense. They'll try to hit the drop balls, hit the flats. So, you know, we just have to keep our eyes open for both of the quarterbacks.
Sean, I know it's a new year, but have you guys looked back at some of the reasons for the success over Penn State all these years and pinpointed that, or is it just a new team, different year, different type of thing?
I think the key to all of our victories is that we have to win on every phase of the game. You know, when we played Penn State up there, Adrian blocked that punt. That was crucial. You know, and then this year, I think we had a couple of forced punts, good punt coverage, kickoff a team. We're very big. So I think if we win on every single phase of the game, we'll have a nice chance to win.
Have you talked to some of the younger guys about this being the start of the Big Ten season? And how's a different season from now till the four games before?
You know, this next eight weeks is very serious, and you know the level picks up, and we have to play our best against all these eight teams.
How do you prepare some of the younger players, like freshmen, redshirt, and true, just for preparing for a road game where you actually have to fly out somewhere as opposed to, like, busing when you play out of state?
I haven't thought about that. You know, this is their first flight, but honestly, it all feels the same. Either if we're driving or we're flying, we're going to go play someone. It doesn't really matter, you know. As long as we have referees and someone to play, we're looking forward to playing those guys.
Coach Grant's talked about the respect he has for Joe Pop. The players, I'm sure, the same way. Can you just talk about him as a coach and somebody you've grown up, I'm sure, having a lot of respect for?
You know, I remember after we beat him my freshman year, I saw him walking around, and he came up to a couple of us and said, "You guys play strong." And I remember, you know, the key to, like, always beating these guys, we just have to play strong. We have to play together, and we got to win on every single phase. And I just keep bringing that up.